Well, 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 here's Mama Bloom's brood. On a picnic. We find the girls helping to pack the lunch, and Mama says,
"Don't get excited.
But we're late. Do you realize it's pretty near noon?
Does it say somewhere in our big book that our picnic must be started before 12 o'clock?
I know, but the earlier we start, the earlier we'll get back.
We haven't even started yet, and you're worried about getting back. I thought picnics was a pleasure.
I know, but we want to get back before it's dark.
In the first place, it don't get dark until 7 o'clock for this daylight safety time.
Oh, but Ma...
And in the second place, suppose we do have to come home in the dark. Ain't we got headlamps?
How are we going to sit? I suppose Papa want to drive. He always does.
It's Papa's car.
Oh, but Sidney's a much better driver.
Pa can drive all right. I don't say he's a Bonnie Google, but he's all right.
Oh, Pa's a terrible driver.
Pa's good enough. He steers well. He may make a little noise when he exchanges shifts, but he's a good enough driver for me.
He drives too slow. It'll take him all day to get there.
Watch your hurry. This is our pleasure trip. When you go fast, what good is it? You can't even read the signboards.
Which way are we going to go?
We can go over the Foot Street Bridge.
By that way's mountain.
Yeah, a few.
Then we go some other way. I don't like mountains.
Oh, why not?
If they're high, I don't like them. And if they're low, they ain't mountains.
Oh, we better go the old way, up toward Newtown.
That's a good way.
If you let Sidney drive, it's not dangerous going up mountains.
Papa's going to drive.
Then you sit in front with Pa, and we'll put the baskets there, and we four will sit in the back.
The baskets can't be in front. When Papa drives, he's got to have room for his elbows, just like when he eats.
Oh, what are we going to do then?
If Sidney and Arnold and Yetta sitting back, there won't be room for the basket.
I should say not.
Unless we sit on the boys' laps.
Nobody sits on anybody's lap.
Well, I don't see what we're going to do then.
If you and Papa take the baskets in front, it'd be a sin.
We can tie the baskets on the back, on the rack trunk.
Oh, that'll look terrible.
I should say so. Simply terrible.
Are we going to a picnic, or are we going to have a picture taken? We're having too many rules for this picnic. A certain time we must stop. A certain time we must come back. The baskets must go in a place nobody knows where. We haven't started yet, and already I'm having a bum time.
Where's Pa?
He went down to the office for a few minutes.
Did he shave?
Sundays he don't shave.
He can't go then.
I can't go then. I didn't shave either.
Oh, I think he'd have a little pride about the way he looks.
Your Papa looks all right. You ought to be glad he don't wear a beard.
Oh, if he wore a beard, I'd die.
Mm-hmm. Some nice men wore beards. Look at General Grant in history.
Well, I don't care. He ought to shave.
When he comes home, I'll ask him to take just a quick shave.
Sarah, I'm giving you good advice. Don't ask him. In the first place, he didn't want to go. So if you ask him to shave, the whole picnic will be suspended. Besides, Papa ain't no spot. Next thing, you'll be wanting him to wear a tuxedo like a waiter.
We'll be a fine-looking crowd. Baskets all over the car. Papa without a shave. And you in that old dress.
This dress is all right. It's good enough for picnics.
Why don't you wear your good black one?
$2.25 a yard I paid for that silk. And you want me to wear it to be stung by a caterpillar?
Oh, caterpillars don't sting.
All right, a wisp.
Well, you should wear it, Ma.
Yeah, Ma, you look 10 years younger in it.
Yes, you do. Honest, you do, Ma.
You told me that about my new hat.
Well, it's true.
Well, I'll wear my black dress. It'll make me look 10 years younger. My new hat will make me look 10 years more younger. I wear a couple more things, and I won't be born maybe for 2 years.
Oh, then you're going to wear it?
No matter what you say, my best dress I don't wear to sit down on trees. Ants can crawl on this dress. If they don't like it, they don't have to crawl.
Why are you always talking about ants?
because to our picnic comes ants. They don't need an invitation. I'll bet you the minute we get there, the ants will be telephoning all around to the other ants, telling them to come over. The Blooms is giving a picnic. Say, an ant's got to make a living, too.
Oh, I'll bet there won't even be any ants.
No, maybe not, but there'll be cows. You know, I heard someplace, if you see a cow, don't wave in front of him a yellow rag.
Ma, in the first place, it's a red rag, and in the second place, it's a bull.
Bulls? Cows? How can I tell the difference? Am I a zoo?
I like animals.
Well, Sarah, you should live in Africa then, but kangaroos, zebras, giraffes, and veils. Me, I like tame animals, like a lamb chop.
Speaking of food, what have we got?
Well, you should see. In the first place, potato salad. I made 2 big jars full.
Oh, well, that's too much potato salad.
At a picnic, you must eat big. Even if you got no appetite, it's a rule.
What else?
2,000 hard-boiled eggs.
2 dozen hard-boiled eggs for 6 people?
Maybe a tramp will come along.
Well, what else have we got?
Pickles, 2 kinds, and chow-chow.
Sounds good.
You ain't heard something yet. A tongue sliced, not like cigarette paper. Thick slices with corned beef. A whole chicken. A salami, the best.
Has it got garlic in it?
Who knows what's in a salami?
Well, now, don't tell me you've got anything else.
Yeah, sure, plenty. A liver sausage, some chocolate cake, a can of sardines, maybe 2. And a lemon cream pie.
Now, how can you carry a lemon cream pie? The minute you wrap it up, it's spoiled.
I'll carry it in my hand.
You can't carry a lemon cream pie in your hand.
Gosh, I never heard of so much food in all my life.
You know something? I almost forgot the salt. But I'm taking it separate, so it shouldn't get any chocolate cake.
I've been to picnics before. Well, I'm certainly glad that's all.
Then we're taking along some ginger ale, some iced tea, and a thermometer full from coffee. And paper plates, and paper cups, and knives, and forks. And spoons, and a tablecloth and napkin. You don't think I forgot anything?
Well, I don't see how we're ever going to get it all in the car.
Mm-hmm. A good idea would be if we had one of those little wagons that you tie onto our car. A tailor.
I never heard anything like that in my whole life.
No. Your mama don't give parties like Mrs. Rabinovitz. 8 ladies she had to a party last Tuesday, and she served 2 pieces of lettuce and an olive.
Oh, you told her she had chicken salad.
That's what she called it. I pushed mine around with a fork for 5 minutes, and not one piece of chicken did I meet. When I invite people to eat, if they don't feel uncomfortable afterwards, I know they had a bum dinner.
Paul should be here now.
Yeah.
Well, there's your Sydney.
Well, I told him 11:30.
Well, why doesn't Pa show up?
Pa'll be here in plenty time. Come on, now, let's pack the baskets.
Yes, sir,
what you putting in there?
The lemon pie.
You got ahead like a taxi. The lemon pie she puts on the bottom. I told you not to pack it. Give it to me. On the bottom, you put the potato salad. Taste it. It's good.
Ma, give me some.
How much? I'll give you some. Here, take something with it.
Mm.
A piece of salami. Yeah, they give her a slice of bread. Salami you can't eat raw.
Okay.
And a pickle.
Good, Ma.
I'll take a pickle, too.
I know what you like. Here. Open up that other package. It's corned beef. Taste it.
Don't you want something, Ma?
Crack me a hard-boiled egg with a pinch of salt.
Okay.
A slice of bread I'll have, too.
Here.
Oh,
boy. His eggs is good.
Another marker.
Don't crack another one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, it's cracked. I'll leave it. Yaka.
Yeah?
Take me out maybe 1 spoon potato salad.
Okay.
That's enough. Break off of me a piece of corned beef, not a whole slice. Sarah, give me another piece of bread.
Well,
all
ready.
Oh, hello,
Papa. Everybody's eating.
Hello, Papa. Give Papa a chicken leg.
Yeah, I'll take the other leg.
I'd like a leg too, Ma.
This is our chicken, not our centipede.
This is good chicken. Well, haven't you got any potato salad?
Give him potato salad.
If you gotta get it, never mind. I'll do without the potato salad.
Why should you do without potato salad?
All right, Mama. I'll settle for a pickle.
Give him 2 pickles.
Here, Pa.
Say, look, I've got an idea. Let's eat the lemon pie. We can't pack it anyhow.
Mama, this chicken is the best you ever made.
Chicken is always good, Jack. Text them up.
All right. Never mind. Instead, I'll take you. Let me see what you got here. I'll take some of this lemon pie.
Wait a minute. We're eating up the picnic.
Yeah.
What's the difference? A picnic is a picnic no matter where you eat it.
Oh, let's stop eating. My goodness, this is terrible.
Yeah, come on. Now, let's pack
the
it all up.
The boys will be here any minute. We want to start.
Wait a minute.
What you got there, Papa?
You'll soon see. Here you are, Yetta. And one for you, sir.
Oh,
and one for you, Mama. A pair for everybody.
Look, he bought us Google.
Well, I put on top of the potato salad, Mom.
Well, you better put the chicken.
The chicken's all gone. See, I told you they'd be sure of the food. They haven't even spotted already. The chicken's gone.
Well, what'll I put in my basket?
All the little packages.
We can't do it in two baskets. There's no use trying.
A toy basket's in the pantry. Get it. Not the one with the cat in it.
Oh, let's take the cat.
We don't need animals. We got Sydney.
Sydney's not an animal.
All right, don't fight. He's not an animal. He's a mineral.
And don't call him a mineral either, Mom.
As long as we get the baskets packed, he can be a vegetable. Uh-huh. I knew we forgot something. Vegetables. Yenta, look at the icebox. You'll find those sweet sour beans. Put them in the cracked soup plate and put them on top of the chocolate cake. No, not on the chocolate cake. You'll break up the icing. Put them on top of the liver sausage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 12 o'clock, you told me to be home. I break my neck to be home, and here we sit.
Did you get gasoline?
Gasoline I got.
Oh, you should have had the oil changed, Pop.
Yeah, and put water in the regio.
Am I a fool? Everything I did, even the spare tire I had pumped up. As long as Sydney's coming along, I only hope we have a puncture.
Yeah, there's Sydney.
Oh, I guess he stopped to pick up Arnold.
Arnold's coming, too.
Yeah.
Where are we all going to sit?
Who's going to drive?
I'll drive, and your mom will tell me how.
Oh, we four can sit in back if we put the baskets in front, Pa.
Then Pop and I sit in front. There's no room for baskets.
Yeah, I got to have room.
Why don't you let Sydney drive?
In my car, I drive. And we go to Sydney's picnic in his car, he can drive.
Jake, drive slow.
All right, Mom, I'll drive slow.
There's Sydney.
Jake, you took along money. You know, in an automobile.
Yes, I took along money.
Hello, Mr. Bloom. Hello,
hello
Mr.
Sydney.
Hello, Sydney. Hello, how are you?
Well, we're glad you're coming, Vida Sydney. You too, Arnold.
Can I help? You want me to drive?
I'll drive.
We know, Sydney, you're a very good driver, but if anybody but Papa drives, I get very nervous.
Quite a gang, huh? I guess the best way will be if we four are sitting back and you put the baskets in front with you and Mrs. Bloom.
In the front, there'll go no baskets.
Don't get excited, Papa. We'll tie the baskets on the back.
Are we ready to start, or are we going to wait until you shave, Mr. Bloom?
Papa's not shaving.
Well, that's all right. Doesn't make any difference to me. Come on, Arnold. You take that basket, and I'll take these two. We'll stick them in the back someplace.
Hey, here's a piece of string.
Thanks. We'll work it out somehow. Oh, did you get gas, Mr. Bloom?
I got gas. I got water. I got gas. I got everything.
Sydney, hurry up downstairs. Tie the baskets on the rack trunk and we'll start. Hurry up, Ollie.
We'll go with you. Come on, yeah.
That boy. That boy is poison to me. A picnic is enough trouble without him.
Look, if you're ready, we'll start. Huh? Take your other hat, Jake.
I'll wear this hat.
In a automobile, you don't wear a doybean.
Do I tell you what to wear?
Bear what you please. But, Jake, if we hit a bump, you'll break the hat.
All right. Give me the other hat. Mama.
What you want?
Why didn't you wear your other dress?
This one's good enough. But mine best underwear I wore.
An old dress, but your best underwear.
Sure. In case we have an accident, I want to look nice in the hospital.